Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. In Chicago, a federal bankruptcy judge today is considering whether United Airlines can get rid of its employee pensions. The airline is still struggling after 29 months under bankruptcy protection. Union employees who already have agreed to sharp cuts say the carrier is going too far with this employee pension idea. Joining us now is Bob Moon, New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Bob, what exactly is United trying to accomplish in bankruptcy court today?
Hi, Alex. United says the relief that it's seeking could be critical to the survival of what is the world's second largest airline. United wants the bankruptcy court to approve what would amount to the largest ever pension default in the country's history. It wants the government's pension insurer to take over its defined benefit plans. Now, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation has agreed to do that, but United workers would lose about a quarter of the total value of their pensions if the PBGC does take over these plans. United says it could save more than $4.5 billion of funding contributions over the next 6 years. Its pensions are underfunded by nearly $10 billion by some estimates.
So the unions are not liking this, I gather.
As you mentioned, United's workers have already made a lot of concessions. Union leaders have been threatening to strike over this matter, and another legal action that's set to start tomorrow at a separate hearing when the airline seeks to overhaul its labor contracts with mechanics and ground workers. United's flight attendants have suggested that they could strike as early as tonight if the bankruptcy judge approves this pension default. United has claimed that idea for a walkout would be illegal and that it could start firing striking attendants. And in the meantime, a spokesman for the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says United employees have authorized a total of $2.6 billion a year in concessions already. He says other than terminating pensions and abrogating contracts, it's difficult to see what business plan United has for the future. So United is risking some really bad relations with its unions right now.
Yeah, and a lot of ugly language already. So if United succeeds in getting out from under the pension costs, what about other airlines that are also in trouble?
That's really the question here. This attempt by United to tear up its pensions is really being watched very closely by competitors who've also been struggling, many of them without the protection of a bankruptcy court. Analysts say if United is successful in getting out from under its pension obligations, well, that could clear the way for similar moves by its competitors, even though American has said it doesn't plan to. If this happens, all bets are off. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at how companies react to the break-ins over security breaches.
Okay, good. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.